All right, we'll move along to California coach Sonny Dykes, and the Bears are off this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Jeff Ferrato of the Oakland Tribune.
Sonny, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, yeah. So coming off your pitching debut last night at the A's game, wanted to ask you about obviously about your defense. There's a lot of talk about the secondary and being inexperienced and beat up a little bit, but how much of the problems you're having back there relate to your lack of a pass rush, and how much of that is because of who you've played and maybe aren't sure you should rush the passer with the mobile quarterbacks you're facing?
Well, I think anytime you struggle, you know, on one side of the ball, whether it's, you know, special teams or offense or defense, whatever it is, you know, you always want to be able to put it in a nice little package and wrap it up and, you know, and assess blame or whatever. And, you know, this is one of those things that's a little bit hard to do just because, you know, there's a lot of factors, you know, that I think have contributed us to not playing very good defense up to this point. And, you know, part of it's who we've played. We've played, you know, good offensive football teams, and that always, you know, makes a difference. And then I think, you know, as you said, we've played some teams that have running quarterbacks. You know, we went into the Northwestern game expecting to see Coulter and running quarterback. Portland State had a running quarterback. Ohio State, you know, had a running quarterback. And so when you have a running quarterback, you know, you're approaching it a little differently in terms of rushing the passer. And you've got to be more disciplined in your rushing lanes and constrict the space and do all those type of things that, you know, try to keep the quarterback from scrambling and getting out of the pocket a lot. So it's a little bit different rush when you play against those kind of guys. You know, we haven't done a great job rushing the passer. Part of it has been, you know, I think because of that, part of it's been we just haven't won a lot of the one-on-one battles that we get. You know, part of it has been, you know, we haven't pressured just a ton up to this point. And again, a lot of it has to do with running quarterbacks. And, you know, are you going to play man on the back end and all those type of things. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And as I said, you want to be able to blame it on one thing, but there's a lot of contributing factors, I believe.
And obviously coming up next week, you've got Oregon with the ultimate running quarterback and an offense that can do all sorts of things. Obviously you're starting to plan for that. How do you contend with that?
You know, kind of the same way everybody else does. They're difficult to contend with. I mean, they're a very good offensive football team, very unique. You know, the quarterback is a pretty special player. You know, he's about as good as I've seen, you know, running the football, and he's a very effective thrower as well. And, you know, they know what they're doing. They've recruited to it. They've built a program around it. You know, it's they've got tremendous speed. And so, you know, all those things are concerns, and certainly the way we're playing defense right now, it's not a great matchup for us. And so we're going to have to, you know, spend a lot of time trying to prepare ourselves and improve. And I think that's what we got to do when you're young. You know, you're not going to find any new players. You just got to get the ones you have better. And our guys will get better, and I have a tremendous amount of confidence in our coaching staff and our players' work ethic, and I know that they're going to improve.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Chris Foster, Los Angeles Times.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Oh, doing okay. I wanted to ask you were touching on Oregon's offense, but when you run an offense that has such pace to it and sometimes will score quickly, what's the kind of the dance you have to do defensively? What do you have to do differently than would be if you had a conventional offense?
Well, the funny thing about defense is that, you know, you're gonna play more plays. And so I think right now people evaluate defenses on, you know, how many yards they give up, and that's a relative figure. I mean, it's, you know, if you're playing 40 snaps a game, you're going to give up less than if you're playing 70 snaps a game or 80, whatever it is. And so, you know, to me, the yards per play are – you know, I think a characteristic that ought to be pretty heavily considered when you judge the effectiveness of a defense. You know, and it's a different ball game. I mean, you know, it's just different now with so many teams going fast. And, you know, I think in a lot of ways the barometers for a good defense has changed, it depending on how you're playing and how you're trying to win football games. And, you know, out west right now in the Pac-12, you know, people are going fast and there's a lot of plays being run in the game and there's a lot of points being scored. And so I think that, you know, at the end of the day, the best way to judge a defense is if, you know, they give up one less point than you scored. And I think that's really how you can judge an effective defense, because, you know, there's going to be some games that are going to be won, you know, 70-63, and there's going to be some that are won 10-7. And, you know, and if you got a great defense, and they're going to find a way to hold them to one less point than you score.
When you do put up points, too, doesn't that help out the defense, even if they don't get as much rest, that it kind of changes how the other team plays offense if they fall down by a couple touchdowns?
Yeah. I mean, if you score a touchdown, I mean, then your defense can give up a touchdown, you know, and so and you haven't lost anything. And so, you know, what you're in effect doing is you're putting pressure on the other team, as you said, by scoring points. And that's the idea, is that, you know, you force a team maybe that's not built the same way that you're built to try to keep up with you. And I think that can, you know, that can have an impact on maybe offenses that aren't equipped to do that.
Thanks, Sonny. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Your next question comes from Christian Capel, the Spokesman Review.
Hey, Sonny. I was wondering what your impressions of the Pac-12 were when you were hired, in terms of how it stacked up nationally, and then maybe what they are now that the season's 3 weeks old here.
Yeah, you know, I had some experience in the league 4 years ago, and at that time I thought it was a very good league. I was surprised how deep the league was 4 years ago, and I think the league has done nothing but significantly improve since then. You know, and I personally, you know, I think it's as good a league as there is. I mean, there's, you know, I'll probably get my house firebombed or whatever by saying that, but I just think that the league from top to bottom is as solid as anybody in the country. Now, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, it's easy to say that, you know, at this point in the season, but, you know, we'll see how it plays. But, you know, the coaching in this league, I think, is very, very good. I think there are guys that have been proven, you know, at a lot of different levels and have had success, and, you know, there are head coaches in this league, and, you know, I think it's just incredibly competitive, and in a lot of ways reminds me of the SEC when, you know, when I was a GA in the SEC. It's just top to bottom a very, very, very good league, and a league, as I said, that, you know, people know what they're doing, and they have some real distinct, you know, real distinct methodology on how to get it done and, you know what they're doing.
Are there specific ways where you think it's improved since you were at Arizona?
Well, I think that, you know, I think offensively it's as good as there is right now. I mean, you just look at the teams in the league. I mean, you have to score to keep up with everybody, because everybody's, you know, good on offense. And I think that's probably what sets it apart. And I think the defenses are better than people's perception of them. But I think that, you know, it's an offensive league now, and people are scoring points, and, you know, and other people are trying to score points. And so there's going to be some points that are given up in the league, but I don't think that's necessarily a reflection on the quality of defense more than the quality of offense.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com.
Sonny, I think I knew where you were going with that comment about your house being firebombed, but I just wonder if you'd explain a little bit.
Dennis, is probably better if I don't.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think the SEC is assumed to be so far out in front of everybody else, it's almost okay to be second these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And, again, I certainly can see why people have that perception. I mean, whether they won 6-7 national championships in a row, whatever it is, it's a bunch. And so, you know, but I don't know that that's necessarily the way you judge a league. I think, to me, you judge a league on the strength of the teams in the middle and the teams at the lower half of the league, because, you know, there's a reason why, you know, really good teams in this league have lost in conference football games. It's because it's a very, very competitive league, and I think that sometimes, you know, maybe gets forgotten as everybody sits down and starts to consider these things.
I wonder if you'd seen any of the Texas A&M Alabama game and what that means in relation to what you're talking about, you know, in the Pac-12. You know, if Alabama can give up, you know, the most yards it has ever and win, isn't kind of everybody involved in this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think football's changing. I mean, I really do. And I think it's already changed at the college level, and I think it's headed to the pros that way. And I think it's, you know, people are starting to see that at the NFL level. And, you know, I don't think it's going to change back anytime soon. So, you know, I do think it's a different game. I mean, you know, if you're look at Alabama 10 years ago and you say, boy, they're going to give up 42 points and whatever it was, 600 yards, are they going to win? You know, the answer would probably be no. And to their credit, they're figuring out a way to do it. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, win. You know, score one more point than the other team. And that's how, really, I think people need to measure somebody's success right now, is their ability to figure out a way to win. Because, you know, as I said, you're going to the numbers that people are going to put up, especially in this league, week after week, are going to be pretty mind-boggling.
Does that fit into the Sonny Dykes master plan, kind of?
You know, not really. I mean, just, you know, we just want to win. We don't care how we do it. I mean, you know, that's the thing is, you know, when you're really good on defense and really good in the kicking game, that's usually the best way to win. But as I said, you know, times are changing to an extent. And I think that, you know, you look around the country, I think it's starting to be proven that, you know, you got to be good enough on offense to outscore some people, because sometimes you're going to face really good offensive teams that are very, you know, can execute and are very effective.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem, Dennis.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Appreciate your time, Sonny, and enjoy the day off.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, bye.